New York ISO cautions FERC on solar devs' request for more time in queue, written by John Norris and read by an automated voice. New York ISO last week raised a caution flag on a solar developer's request for FERC to waive certain interconnection queue procedures, which the ISO said could have market-wide implications.
Oxbow Hills Solar, a 140-megawatt utility-scale solar project to be built in Madison County, in rural central New York, by Cypress Creek Renewables, completed New York ISO's interconnection studies for large facilities and joined class year 2021 after accepting its cost allocation. It was expected to be operational by the end of 2026, but because of circumstances beyond its control, the developer failed to meet a subsequent regulatory milestone to finalize its siting and interconnection agreements, so it requested an extension to August 11, 2024.
In comments filed with the commission Thursday, New York ISO did not take a position on the request, but, citing Order 2023 and FERC's prior emphasis to adhere to deadlines, the ISO highlighted the importance of milestones in the interconnection process and expressed concern that granting the waiver without limits could negatively impact other projects in the queue. Both FERC and New York ISO have sought to unclog its interconnection queue, with Order 2023 setting penalties on projects that fail to progress through the queue and the ISO streamlining portions of its study processes.
The ISO acknowledged that granting Oxbow's one-time request might not pose an immediate threat but argued that prolonged delays could increase the potential for adverse impacts. It did support Oxbow's request for FERC to act by October 30, and it said if the Commission approves the waiver, its requested deadline was acceptable. Oxbow said it was on track to submit its siting and interconnection permits on time, but a directive from the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, which tightened energy deliverability requirements for obtaining renewable energy credits, halted its progress. A solution to NYSERDA's concerns was identified, but Oxbow worried the delays would force it all the way back to the first step of the New York ISO's extensive interconnection process, where it would be placed into a new class year and be operational significantly later. Oxbow said the waiver will not harm other market participants as limited in scope to mitigate potential negative impacts and will remedy a concrete issue while helping New York achieve its climate and energy goals,